Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on contentment, on sufficing, on moderation in one's lifestyle and moderation in one's expenses, and also the disapproval of asking unnecessarily, begging and asking unnecessarily. So today's hadith عن عمر بن تغلب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بمال أسب فقسمه فأعطى رجالا وترك رجالا فبلغه أن الذين ترك عتبوا فحمد الله ثم أثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فوالله إني لا أعطي الرجل وأدع الرجل والذي أدع أحب إلي من الذي أعطي ولكني إنما أعطي أقواما لما أرى في قلوبهم من الخزع والهلع وأكل أقواما إلى ما جعل الله في قلوبهم من الغنى والخير منهم عمرو بن تغلب قال عمرو بن تغلب فوالله ما أحب أن لي بكلمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حمرا نعم رواه البخاري. Hazrat Amr ibn Taghlib radiyallahu anhu, he was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is narrating that some wealth or some prisoners were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he shared them out. He gave some and he left others out. In other words, the amount that had come in was not sufficient to give everyone. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was distributing, according to his discretion, he gave some people and he left some people out. So this is what happened. This was the scene that had happened. And it was brought, he then heard that those that had been left out were unhappy. So it was brought to his attention that those people that you left out, some of them are not happy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah ta'ala, he glorified him, and then he said, so this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he heard that there is some people that are unhappy, or there is some talk that is going out, immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address the issue. So that it should never happen that any person's heart, there is any, is even an inch of unhappiness for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that will affect a person's iman. If you are unhappy with the Nabi of Allah, that's going to affect your iman. So he was worried about the iman of the people. So immediately, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam called for an address. He started addressing these people. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him. This was his style. He would start by saying, Amma Ba'd. This word Amma Ba'd, you normally hear it means to proceed. In other words, I'm proceeding to say something, I'm starting to say something, so I'm starting with Amma Ba'd, to proceed, and then a person says what he's saying. So he says, by Allah, I give one person and I leave out another, but the one who I leave out is more beloved to me than the one whom I give. Imagine how he's keeping the hearts of Sahaba happy. That the one who I'm leaving out, I didn't give him, that person is more beloved to me than the person that I'm giving. Now for Sahaba, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ultimate. They wouldn't be prepared to exchange anything for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how nicely he's telling them. He's keeping all of them together, keeping Sahaba happy. The one who I'm not giving is more beloved to me than the one who I'm giving. However, I give to some people because Nabi alayhi wa sallam now is explaining to them why I give to some and some I don't give to. So, and Nabi is explaining that how he's choosing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I give one person and I leave out another, but the one who I give, it's because, or those that I give, is because of the anxiety and unease which I see in their hearts. And others I leave out, I leave to the wealth and goodness which Allah Ta'ala placed in their hearts. I can see, I'm able to see that which people are desirous for the wealth, they want it, they need it. For whatever reason, in other occasions, see, because they were the leaders, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were trying to win them over. They were influential people, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them, so that they can come to Islam. But in this case, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I could see the anxiety and the need in these people's hearts, so I gave them. And the others, I saw that Allah Ta'ala blessed them with some type of contentment, so therefore I left them out. One of them, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that one of them is Amr ibn Taghlib, who is narrating this hadith. So now this Hazrat Amr ibn Taghlib radiallahu anhu, he gives his personal experience, because he was one of them that had been left out. So he gives his personal experience. He says that by Allah, I take an oath in Allah, I would not exchange these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for red camels. In those days, red camels was like the most prized possession a person could have. It's like the most expensive Ferrari a person can get today, the most expensive vehicle he can have today. Red camels, plural. In other words, not just one, but many. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to offer me many of those camels, many of the most prized possessions that a person had, I wouldn't exchange it for the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that those that are, I leave out are more beloved to me than those that I give. So even if I was given everything, I wouldn't take it. I'd rather take the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even this part that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that one of them is me, Amr ibn Taghrib radiallahu anhu. So that just shows how happy he kept them. They were more happy than what he would have even given them by just telling them this one statement. This was the Mubarak style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his sahaba. One lesson we learn from this is sometimes there'll be people that will have misunderstanding, misconceptions. In their mind they'll have misconceptions. And immediately the thing to do, instead of letting that misconception get bigger and bigger and large, address the issue in a nice way, in a good way, that this is what I heard. Is there a problem? Can I clarify myself? Person clarifies himself, how nicely he wins over the situation, instead of just letting shaitan take over the situation, and now the thoughts become bigger thoughts, the misconception becomes bigger misconceptions, and then what happens? Unnecessarily enmity is created. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nipped it in the bud. When the message came to him, he called an address, he addressed the sahaba, and he addressed the situation. How nicely, and instead of a situation of misunderstanding, disagreement, what happened? Was a situation of even greater love came in the people's heart, who were given, were not given. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us so beautifully. So in our life also there will be misunderstanding, misconception. Instead of just leaving it, person should address it in a nice way. Nice way, speak about it, talk. Allah Ta'ala will make it such. He is the one that unites the hearts. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.